Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it was my week of off the beaten track in New York. I had headed on down there for a meeting of theater critics.
Now, wait a minute. Off the beaten track in New York. It sounds like an oxymoron.
You know, you're so right. I should absolutely revoke that. In New York, which, well, to ask it is the center of the universe. But I saw Reunions, a new little chamber musical at City Center Stage 2, which was charming. Turned out to have been composed by a Buffalonian, which I didn't expect. But in the 1960s, there was a very successful band out of Buffalo called Raven. And the principal member of this band was Jimmy Caleri, and he composed this musical. Now, you'd think with that pedigree that it wouldn't be set in 1910, like Romance, Romance. It is a little romance in Act 1, a little romance in Act 2, although Act 1 is based on J.M. Barrie. Remember Peter Pan, J.M. Barrie? He wrote a play called The 12-Pound Look. Do you know The 12-Pound Look?
I've heard of the title, but I don't know it.
It's about this pompous British aristocrat who's about to receive a knighthood, so he hires a secretary to help with his thank you notes without realizing his ex-wife is going to show up with the typewriter. It's called The 12-Pound Look because she had to save 12 pounds to buy this typewriter, which she taught herself to use so she could earn a living.
I should have remembered that. They put that on at Shaw, like, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Oh,
or something.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a marvelous play. But, you know, in New York, it's Chip Zion is in it, and Joanna Gluschak, who's was Frau Blücher last time Young Frankenstein came through, but she's done a ton of Broadway work. And the actress who was the original Jasmine and the original Aladdin, and the actress who'd done the most performances as Carol King in Beautiful, the Carol King musical, in this little show. And Act Two is a Spanish story about an elderly couple who meet by chance in a park bench, and at first they squabble over the park bench, and little by little each realizes that the other had been their lover in their youth, but they don't admit that they know each other.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is a very sweet musical, and this is called Reunions, and it is The 12-Pound Look in a Sunny Morning, and done in two acts. Charming, beautifully designed, but, you know, a cast like that, that's New York.
Now, I remember, like, I thought it was a TV sitcom, maybe it was a movie, Romy and Michelle. I just remember their answering machine. You've called Romy and Michelle. We're not home, so go to hell. But if you're cute and not a creep, leave a message at the beep. I thought that was such a great way back in the days of answering machines.
This sounds likely. Romy and Michelle was a movie in 1997, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. And it was Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow, who was from a TV show.
Oh, yeah, a TV show.
You're laughing. I sincerely don't know.
Friends.
Never saw it, but I hear it was popular. And so was this movie, and it had a cult following, so I am invited to see this musical. I had no idea that it's based on something, much less that it had a prequel. And I go in, and it begins with, the year is 1997 BG, and then they flash up before Google, and the audience knowingly laughs. Now, I don't understand why that's so funny, but of course, the plot could not have happened if there had been an internet, because these two women going to their 10th high school reunion, and they've been total failures in their own minds, they decide they're going to claim that they invented Post-its.
Right.
So this, of course, blows up in their faces spectacularly. This musical does not move the American musical theater forward a millimeter, but the doper it got, the harder I was laughing. And it's Laura Bell Bundy, who was the original Elle Woods in Legally Blonde. No, I'm telling you, New York, this is the way they roll. Just sort of an homage to this film and the people who are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And a very nice time. New York, love it.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back. Now, I know you've been busy. I'm aching to hear about what you saw while I was away. And so if you can just give me a little preview about, you know, what should I hurry off to?
Well, some very strong women on stage. Gideon's Knot, a mother and a teacher go to battle in the schoolroom about a young boy who's committed suicide.
And where is that?
That's Brazen Faced Varlets at Compass Performing Arts Space.
Cool.
545 Elmwood.
Okay.
And an Irish classical, oh my gosh, Thirst. It's a wonderful Irish play with Alex Millais and Kai Crumley. Alex, of course, multiple Arty Awards. Kai Crumley last year nominated for The Early Girl. And also Peter Johnson, Arty nominated last year. What a cast, what a show. I loved it.
Okay, well, hold that thought. I'll catch up with it and we'll talk about that next week. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.